This is Journey with Prayer, a contemplative prayer journey corresponding to our episode, Leading Differently Together, Evangelist, with Ellen Graf Martin. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8 from the ESV. Heavenly Father, with hearts overflowing with gratitude, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to be your witnesses across the earth. We marvel at the abundance of grace that you've woven through our lives, each thread a testament to your enduring faithfulness. And Lord, as we contemplate the whisper of your love resounding through creation, embolden us to share your good news with gentleness and humility. May our words carry the weight of truth, and our actions reflect the humility and the compassion of Jesus. In a culture and society where division can run deep, guide us to build bridges that connect, fostering understanding and creating spaces and heartfelt encounters with you. So we lift our eyes to you, God of all comfort and God of hope. As we embark on this journey of evangelism, we humbly ask for your guidance and your strength. Help us to be instruments of your light, shining brightly in a world that often feels dark and lost. And give us the wisdom to engage in simple deeds and honest conversations that reflect your love and grace. And may our actions and words bring solace and strength to those who are searching for meaning and purpose in their lives. And Lord, we pray for transformation of our own hearts. Set ablaze within us your refining fire, that we might be purified and made more like you. Teach us to listen attentively to your gentle nudges and to walk in step with the rhythms of your grace. And as we step out in faith, may we become vivid reflections of your love to everyone that we encounter. Let our lives be a testament to your goodness and your mercy, drawing others closer to you with each interaction. In the powerful name of Jesus, our cornerstone and hope, we pray. Amen. So as you go through your week, I want to encourage you, take the time to first reflect. Reflect on how the Holy Spirit empowers you in your daily life to be a witness of God's grace. What aspects of your personal testimony can you share with others to encourage and inspire their journeys? And so engage. Engage with someone this week in meaningful conversation. Seek to understand their story and share an aspect of your own journey of faith that might resonate with them, embodying the love of Christ through authentic connection. And finally, pray. And here's three ways that you can pray. One, pray for the courage and wisdom to discern opportunities to share your faith in a way that is sensitive and responsive to the needs and circumstances of those around you. Number two, pray for the global church, that believers everywhere may be united in spirit and purpose as they proclaim the gospel and serve their communities. And number three, pray for your personal transformation, that God would work within you to grow a heart that reflects His love, patience, and humility, especially as you interact and engage with others. You can check the show notes for these references, prayers, and scriptures. Or to find out more information about our podcasts and connect with us, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan. Thanks for praying with me today.